Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio and welcome to my program Here, There, and Everywhere. This is your host today, Watcher Ruth. I'm coming to you January the 10th, 2013. Thank you again and welcome and God bless you. Thank you for tuning in my radio program this morning. And I'm going to be taking callers today. I want people to express their feelings, get things off their chest, so to speak. But because we always want to turn to the gospel, the main focus is God's word. So I've decided to go ahead, and before I take any callers or get into the news, I'm going to read from God's gospel. And because I just like this doggone Tyndale Bible so well, I'm going to stick with reading it. It's very simplified version of the gospel and easily understood. And because of such troubled times we're in, I want to read something that's going to be really uplifting, and which was one of the major scriptures that just really spoke to my heart from the very beginning of my walk with Jesus. And I always turn to it and remember that it is so true. Let not your heart be troubled. You are trusting in God. Now trust in me. There are many homes up there where my Father lives, and I'm going to prepare them for your coming. When everything is ready, then I will come and get you so that you can always be with me there where I am. If this were not so, I would not tell you. I would say plainly, and you know where I'm going and how to get there. No, we don't, Thomas said. We haven't any idea where you're going. So how do you know the way? And he said, I am the way, yes, the truth and the life. No one can get to the Father except by means of me. If you had known who I am, then you would have known who my Father was. From now on, you know him and have seen him. Philip said, Sir, show us the Father and we will be satisfied. And Jesus said, Don't you even yet know who I am, Philip? After all of this time that I've been with you, anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. So why are you asking to see him? Don't you believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words I say are not my own words, but they're my Father's words who lives in me, and he does his work through me. Just believe it, that I am in the Father and the Father is in me, or else just believe it because of the mighty miracles you've seen me do. In solemn truth, I tell you, anyone who does believe in me shall do these miracles and greater ones, even greater ones you will do. But because I'm going to be with the Father, you can ask him anything. Ask in my name and I will do it. For this, I will bring praise to the Father because of what I, the Son, will do for you. Yes, you can ask anything using my name and I will do it for you. If you love me and you obey me, I will ask the Father and he'll give it to you. And then he sends the Comforter that will never leave you. That's his Holy Spirit, the Spirit who leads in all truth. The world at large cannot receive him, for it isn't looking for him and doesn't even recognize him, but I know you do. For he lives in your heart and you know, and someday he shall be in all of you. Now, don't be stubborn. I will not abandon you or leave you as orphans in a storm. I will come to you in just a little while. I will be gone from the world, but then I will be present again with you. For I will live again, and you will too. that when I come back to life again, you'll know that I am in the Father and you are in me. The one who obeys me is the one who loves me. And because he loves me, my Father will love him also, and I will too. And I will reveal myself to him. Hallelujah. Looking at Jesus Christ being revealed in us every day. As we're looking to signs in the skies, we were warned in advance there were going to be signs in the skies, but we want to beware of which signs in the skies that we really want to be careful, which signs we are paying attention to. Want to pay attention to the changes in the earth and what's going on in the universe right now, because that's what God said he was going to change. But, you know, I just wonder how CERN and HARP and SETI and all the other things have to do with this great big plan. This great big evil plan of the New World Order. While Barack Obama is now moving into his bunker, says that they're going to be doing some remodeling in the White House, and it's just convenient to move into the bunker. And we see the apostate church growing bigger and bigger every day. Churches that say that they are part of the Christ body, but the Episcopalian church yesterday's indoctrinating the whole gay marriage situation. The government's endorsed it in every way, shape, and form. So I just don't know. Jesus Christ said we need to plant a seed before bears a plant. We want to plant a seed to bear a plant. I still believe in God's holiness, and I still believe in the Word of God. I still believe that he promised to protect us. Father God, I call before you this day. Incline thine ear onto my petition. I bring to you into remembrance the promises that you made to me. And I'm claiming one, and I'm redeeming it this day. Angels of God, take thine eyes off of the Father and place them on the followers of Yeshua Yamashiach, Jesus Christ, this day. Angels of God, I command you in the name of Jesus Christ and the power therein to perform in and of itself a hedge of protection around each and every follower this day. I command this in Jesus' name. I command you to takest not thine eyes off of thine anointed ones, and that you take all of the armor and armory with you while you protect these anointed ones for the battle that is to come. I claim this promise, Yeshua Yamashiach, this day. In Jesus Christ's name, I demand it. Thank you, God. Thank you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, for listening to my petition. And I want to thank you for all you're going to do for me this day in answering my prayer and providing protection to all thine anointed. We have a U.S. ban on guns being petitioned through the executive order of the president. Within the health care bill, we have spirit chip, RFID chips being implanted by the head honcho in the White House and the healthcare bill. We have the head of a top YouTube channel, gun enthusiast, Keith Ratcliffe, found in an obscure road in a forgotten state, dead. The military has currently deployed, this morning when I checked into it, at least 4 military craft, battlecraft, and Australia has also engaged a battlecraft to be deployed into the Middle East. So within the context of that fact, I would like to read. I'm looking at my caller line and I'm noticing I'm not having any callers, so I'm just going ahead and read this. Samuel Adams, first president and second president of these United States. These are pearls of insight provided by our founding fathers. They made great sacrifice to ensure to us what we now struggle and continue to maintain, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Samuel Adams lived from 1722 to 1803, was a signer of the Declaration of Independence. He was a delegate to the First Continental Congress. In addition to that, he was the governor of Massachusetts. I wish he was now. How strangely will the tools of a tyrant pervert the plain meaning of words? Our contest is not whether we ourselves shall be free, but whether there shall be left to mankind an asylum on earth for civil and religious liberty. The public cannot be too curious concerning the characters of public men. If our trade may be taxed, why not our lands? Why not the produce of our lands and everything we possess or use? This, we conceive, annihilates our charter rights to govern and tax ourselves. It strikes at our British privileges, which we, as we have never forfeited, we hold in common with our fellow subjects who are natives of Britain. If tastes are laid upon us in any shape, without our having our legal representation, where are they laid? We are reduced from the character of free subjects to the state of tributary slaves. We therefore earnestly recommend it to you to use your uttermost endeavors to obtain from the General Court all necessary advice and instruction to our agent at this most critical juncture. We also desire you to use your endeavors that the other colonies having the same interests and rights with you may add their weight to that which is this province, that by united application of all who are agreed may obtain redress. The liberties of this country, the freedoms of our civil constitution are worth defending against all hazards, and it is our duty to defend them against every attack. If virtue and knowledge are diffused among the people, they will never be enslaved, for this will be their great security. Our unalterable resolution would be to be free. They have attempted to subdue us by force, but God be praised, in vain. Their arts may be more dangerous than their arms. Hallelujah. Let us then renounce all treaty with them upon any score, but that of total separation, and under God trust we cause to our swords. A standing army, however necessary it may be at some times, it is always dangerous to the liberties of the people. While the people are virtuous, they cannot be subdued. Amen. That when once they lose their virtue, they will be ready to surrender their liberties to the first external or internal invader. The Constitution shall never be construed to prevent the people of the United States, who are peaceable citizens, from keeping their own arms. Man's rights are evident branches of, rather than deductions from, the duty of self-preservation, commonly called the first law of nature. If ye love wealth greater than liberty, the tranquility of servitude greater than the animating contest for freedom, go home from us in peace. We seek not your counsel, nor your arms. Crouch down and lick the hand that feeds you. May your chains be set lightly upon you, and may posterity forget that you were our countrymen. Let us contemplate our forefathers and posterity, and maintain the rights bequeathed to us from the former for the sake of the latter. The necessity of the times more than ever calls for the outermost circumspection, deliberation, fortitude, perseverance. Let us remember that if we suffer tamely a lawless attack upon our liberty, we encourage it and involve others in our own doom. It is a very serious consideration that millions of yet unborn may be the miserable sharers of this event. The liberties of our country, the freedom of our civil constitution, are worth defending at all hazards. And it is our duty to defend them and all of their attacks. We have received them as fair inheritance from our worthy ancestors. They purchased them for us with toil and danger and expense, the treasure of their blood, and transmitted to us with care and diligence. It will bring an everlasting mark of infamy on the present generation, enlightened as it is. If we should suffer them to be wrestled from us by violence without a struggle, or be cheated out of them by the artifices of false and designing men, if you love wealth more than liberty, the tranquility of servitude greater than the animated contest for freedom, then go home and leave us in peace. We seek not your counsel nor your arms. Crouch down and lick the hand that feeds you, and may posterity forget that you were ever our countrymen. I'm perfectly satisfied of the necessity of a public and explicit declaration of independence. I cannot conceive of what good reason can be assigned against it. Will it widen the breach? This would be a strange question after we've raised armies and fought battles with British troops. Set up an American army, permitted the inhabitants of these colonies to fit our armed vessels to capture the ships and other countries. Belonging to any of the inhabitants of Great Britain, declaring them the enemies of the United Colonies, and tore into shivers their acts of trade by allowing commerce subject to regulations to be made by ourselves with the people of our countries. Except such are subjects to the British king. It cannot surely, after all this, be imagined that we would consider ourselves or mean to be considered by others in any other state than that of independence. Do not fear, said Deborah. The Lord leads. Her general said, I'm right behind you, girlfriend. So, girlfriend, stand up and lead, even you. Do not look away from tyranny. Abigail Adams, a great woman. In the new code of law, which I suppose it will be necessary for you to make, I desire you would remember the ladies and be more generous and favorable to them than your ancestors. If particular care and attention is not paid to the ladies, we are determined to foment a rebellion. And will not hold ourselves bound by any laws which have no vote and no representation. Let each planet shine in their own orbit. God and nature designed it so. If man is Lord, woman is Lordess. That is what I contend for. And if a woman does not hold, excuse me, to the reins of government, I see no reason for her not judging how they are conducted. The tank, the B-52, the fighter bomber, the state-controlled police, and the military, they're the weapons of dictatorship. The rifle is not the weapon of democracy. Not for nothing. Was the revolver called an equalizer? Implies liberation. And always will. Let us hope our weapons are never needed. But do not forget what the common people knew when they were demanded the Bill of Rights. An armed citizenry is the first defense, the best defense, and the final defense against tyranny. If guns are outlawed, only the government will have guns. Only the police, the secret police, the military, the hired servants of our rulers, only the government. And a few outlaws. I intend to be among the outlaws. The ideal society can never be described quite simply as that in which no man has the power of means to coerce others. A patriot must always be ready to defend his country against his government. There are going to be defining days ahead. And we are the definers. Purify your heart and be prepared. Decide to be the head instead of the tail. Decide not to pay for it. Don't start the building if you don't know how and you cannot afford to build it. We cannot afford not to build it. A unity to conform to the original paradigm. It's time to get angry. Save, store, and warn. In 1911, Turkey established gun control. From 1915 to 1917, 1.5 million Americans were able to defend themselves. Excuse me, 1.5 million Armenians were unable to defend themselves, were rounded up and exterminated. Germany established gun control in 1938, and from 1939 to 1945, a total of 13 million Jews and others who were unable to defend themselves were rounded up and exterminated. China established gun control in 1935. From 1948 to 1952, 20 million political dissidents were unable to defend themselves and were rounded up and exterminated. Guatemala established gun control in 1964. From 1964 to 1981, 100,000 Mayan Indians were unable to defend themselves and were rounded up and exterminated. Uganda established gun control in 1970. From 1971 to 1979, 300,000 Christians, unable to defend themselves, were rounded up and exterminated. In 1970, Cambodia established gun control, they established gun control in 1956, and from 1975 to 1977, 1 million educated people were rounded up and exterminated. Defenseless people rounded up and exterminated in the 20th century because of gun control are 56 million people. It has now been 16 months since gun owners in Australia were forced a new law to surrender all their personal firearms to be destroyed by their own government, a program costing the Australian taxpayers more than $500 million. Homicide rates are up 3.2%. Assaults are up 8.6%. Armed robberies are up 44%. Father God, incline thine ear onto my petition. Holy angels of God, I petition thee, divide thine armies of your anointed ones. Set apart your generals, your lieutenants, your sergeants. Prick their hearts in a mighty way. Renew their minds and their spirits. Lead, guide, and direct their paths. Renew their minds every day. Restore in them a new heart. Purify them and let them be guided by the Holy Spirit in every way, in every thought, in every deed. And let your will be done in their decisions. We walk forward in your truth, God, today. We thank you for dying for us. We're going to stand mighty and tall. We're going to do what we need to do. We're going to stand up as mighty warriors who loved not their lives unto death, but took peace in knowing that we have your heavenly providential wisdom, guidance, and grace covering us, protecting us, and keeping us safe, just like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and David,
Be strong. Be in faith.